Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the two parashas of Shema. In the previous shiur, we saw B'siyata D'Shmaya, Niflos Mitaras Hashem, and now we will continue. First parasha we said is talking about preaching at Hashem from the Berea. The second parasha is talking about appreciating Hashem through Torah, loving Hashem through Torah. So now we continue in the Sifli we saw in the previous shiur. It says in the first parasha is in Asara Liyachad V'kan Asara L'tzibur, and it says in the first parasha is L'talmud, and the second parasha is L'mais. We want to understand what this means. So you have to understand what's pshat that Kan Asara Liyachad V'kan Asara L'tzibur, that the first parasha is B'lashan Yachid, the Melech is in Asara for all the Yechidim, and the second parasha is in B'lashan Rabim, the Melech is in Asara for the whole Tzibur. All right, if you're warning every Yachid, the Melech that encompasses the whole tzibur. So you don't need a separate asar for the tzibur. Once you have an asar for all the yichidim, so memela, you've got the whole tzibur covered. So why do you need asar liyachid, asar liyachid, asar liyachid is enough? So therefore, you could say the pshat is as follows. Kan liyachid means, here is the tzibui of the haftah, klape every yachid, because we're talking about an abba that comes because of the tzibus of bria, and that's given to everyone. We're all put in this bria. We all have to appreciate the bria, Kodesh Baruch Hu's incredible creation that he put in this world, for us to use, to appreciate, to see him, appreciate him through the Bria. So that's Ashara Liyachad. Ashara Litzibur is talking about Torah, because the second parish is Torah. Torah was not given to Yechidim. Torah was given to the Klal, to all of Klal Yisrael. So that's Pshat Kan Liyachid, the first parish, which is talking about Avas Hashem, through appreciating Hashem through the Bria. That's Liyachid. And then the second parish is Avas Hashem through the Tzibur, and that's through the Torah. And that's the V'hayim Shemua Tishmu, that when you learn Torah, then the Ava, etc. And with this, we can also understand the second thing the Sifri says, Kan the Talmud, Kan the Maisa. This is talking about Talmud, this is talking about Maisa. Parashas V'Avta is talking about the Ava that we have, even without learning Torah, but that comes the Tzivui, Alasoyra, Sahaba, Machmas, HaBriya. And then through this, since you get to know Hashem through the Bria, then you're going to want to learn His Torah. You're going to want to know Him better. Like the Sifri says, "Be'ezit sad oyehavim es Hashem," and what sad, which we explained to mean, was what is the expression of this love. So the expression of this love is when you study the Torah. Ve'hayu adrim el Hashem l'chiv tzochay ve'avtes Hashem l'kav uchol moshav ve'yud adrim el Hashem l'chiv tzochay amal ve'achav shenatam levanecha. These things through the Torah. In other words, once you have an appreciation of Hashem through the Bria, then you're going to want to come and study His Torah. So that's Kan LaTalmud. It's going to bring you to Talmud. Whereas this second parish is talking about Talmud, V'hayim Shemua Tishmu, it's talking about learning. And the Mela, that's going to bring you to Maisa. V'hayim Shemua is Amo Pilpo, we spoke about the Taz in the previous year. So that's what it means in the Sifli when it says Kan LaTalmud, Kan LaMaisa. In other words, the first parish is about preaching at Hashem, loving Hashem through the Bria, and that's going to bring you to Talmud, to wanting to learn. V'hayim Advarim Me'ela, Ezit Sad Ovimo, so what's the expression of this love? From Talmud. And Kan LaMaisa, second parasha, brings to Maisa because it's already talking about Talmud, V'hayim Shemua Tishmu, and Mel is going to bring you to Maisa. The Sifri says, La'avos Hashem Elokeichem, Shem Atoymar, Hareini Lo'yimei Toyra, B'shvil She'el, She'el, B'shvil Hakshar Korra, B'shvil She'kal V'shchal Elam Habo, Prusikin Abazah Avimina, that he's going to be learning Torah, in order that he should get rich, he could become a big rabbi, he could become a rabbi of a big community, get a six-figure salary, or he could become work for a certain hotzah sfarim, work on the staff of, let's say, Art Scroll, get a nice salary maybe, if certain people in Art Scroll high up probably get generous salaries, they're doing good jobs, putting out the Talmud, the Bavli, the Yerushalmi. He says, I'm going to work. I'm going to become an usher. I'm going to learn. I'm going to become an usher. Or I'm going to be called a rabbi. Oh, get covered. Or I'm going to get schar loylam hava. You might have such a hava mina. Tamaloyim elabas Hashem lekechem. No, kol mashet hemoysim lo salam yahava. You should only work out of love. Please don't do it out of because you want to be rich, because you want to be called rov, because you want to get schar loylam hava. Do it out of love. Kol b'chavivus italia. We'll tell you in love. So that's gevaldik. In other words, you're serving God out of love. Your motivation is pure. And then you're zeicha to the bracha of nesati mitar artzichem bi'itoy. Because you're going to get the bracha because you're doing it for pure motivation. That's the avas Hashem alekechem. It has to be done out of love. And this love, obviously, like we said before, kan lemaisa, you're learning Torah because you want to bring it to maisa. And this, the motivation is love, and not any ulterior motives. And maybe you get the bracha of nesati mitar artzichem. Now, the Mediyuk HaPsukim would appear that even on the two parashas we have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, nevertheless, the parasha of Ve'afta, we see more that it's talking about the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, whereas the parasha of Vayim Shemo is talking about the mitzvah more of Limud HaTorah, as is well known from the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, that he says there are two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. It's a beautiful article about this by Rav Zevin in Mora Halacha. Two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. One is a mitzvah to know Torah, another mitzvah is to learn. No, you have to, more you know, you have to keep just knowing. There's so much to know. And in other words, to learn, you can just keep repeating the same parts. Like that's the mitzvah of learning. In the parasha of Ve'avta, it says, V'shinantam levanecha. The Gemara in Kedushin, the Zefri says, Shiudivrei Torah mechudodim beficha. That if they ask you something, don't be megamgem. Don't stutter. Say it straight away. Shiudivrei Torah mechudodim beficha. So that's the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. That's in the first parasha. To know it klor. And v'shinantem, don't read v'shinantem. Read v'shilashtem. Lo'ilam yishalish adam. You should third your learning. A third mikra, a third mishnah, a third talmud. So that's all talking about yediyas haTorah. But the mitzvah of Torah, you could just keep chazering that the same thing. Like it says in the Gemara in Kedushin, v'samtem is dvarei eila, which is the second parasha. The second parasha is talking about limud haTorah. The mitzvah, the koyach of limud, the samtim, samtam, it's an elixir of life. Barasi etzar, barasi Torah tavlin, right? Torah helps you against the etzar hara. That's just knowing Torah, just learning Torah. It's a skula. You learn bava kama, it helps you. It helps you in your avodas Hashem. It helps you against your etzar hara. So that's the mitzvah of pure limud haTorah. Also, the tour of nashim from Talmud Torah is learned from the second parash of Hayim Shemo we see in the Gemara, and Yediyas HaTorah, women have. Women have to know Torah in order to know what to do. But as far as in the second parasha, we have the Ptur of the Etzem Limud HaTorah. Limud as an independent goal does not apply to women. Women have to learn Torah in order to know what to do. So the second parasha is talking about learning Torah as a mitzvah qua learning Torah. And there's a miut of nashim. V'imadatem v'asom es b'neichem l'daber bam. It says in the Sifri that from here we see when a child, we once had a share in this, from Moreinu of Rabbeinu, Mamish Pilei Plos, k'shetinok maschil b'siyata d'shmai, of course, k'shetinok maschil l'daber, his father teaches him Lashon HaKodesh and teaches him Torah. So that's again talking about the mitzvah of learning. Avdaf k'yediyas haTorah. Just to be like we see in the Rashi in Sukkah and the Memvav and Beis, Vayim Shemoa Tishmu, Shemoa BeYashin Shiata Oizmin BeYaduso LeShmoya. It's talking about the Etzem Alimut that he should just be rogil to learn, and then he's going to be able to learn weiter in his life. So that's the beginning of that's the second parasha. It's talking about Limud HaTorah, first parasha, Yediyas HaTorah. So now we'd like to go further in explaining the differences between the second parasha and the first parasha. In the first parasha it says, V'hoya dvorim eila, asher anachim etzavachayom al levavecho. And here it says, V'samtim dvorei eila. And we don't have the V'samtim. This is the kasha we asked in the previous year. First parasha, v'hayu advarim eile shenruchim tzuchim al v'vecha. Second parasha, v'santim tzvari eile. Here it says, alavavchem be'al nav. And then there's a second parasha, alavavchem be'al navshechem. But there it doesn't say navshecha. It says, v'hayu advarim eile shenruchim tzuchim al v'vecha. Shinantim l'vanecha b'dibrat ha'bom. So, in the second parasha, it says, Alavavchem be'al nafshichem. So, in the first parasha, the person has a hava. He has a hava, Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that God created the world. God's behind everything. He sees the Bria. He comes to Havas Hashem. And now he has to learn. Why is he learning? Because he has to know what to do. He has to know what to do. That's Talmud. That's Yediyas HaTorah. The first parasha we said is Yediyas HaTorah. And this way, once he knows what to do, so then he'll obviously be able to do it in Bidovik B'Hashem. So, these things should be on your heart in order that you should know. You should know and you could actualize the love. So therefore, it says, that these things should be on your heart. In other words, you should place them on your heart in order that, you're learning the Torah, you know what to do, and then you can actualize the love. And in the parasha of Hayim Shemoa, the Ikrit Sivu is that the Torah should be both in Shemoa Tishmu Le'ahava, that you should remargle yourself to learn in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Etzem Mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, not Yediyas HaTorah. Limud HaTorah. Obviously, what you're learning is Mevi Lidei Maisa. But here the emphasis is on the Limud. Le'avos Hashem Elokeichem. That's, how do you do that? Through V'santum Mitzvarei Eile. V'omel V'yegia B'Pupul Shel Torah. Which is a Maisa V'asom Mitzvarem B'Lev. It's not Stam Limud. It's placing it on your heart. Like we see from the Taz. Shirak Mi Limud Zeh. In other words, in the first parasha, you already have the love. How do you have the love? You look at the Bria. And then once you look at the Bria and you have love, so then you want to know what to do with this love. So how do you actualize it? So you learn Torah. And then the Torah is going to teach you what to do. So you have this idea of Torah in order to actualize this love. That's the first parasha. In the second parasha, it's not talking about Stam Limud Ba'am. It's talking about Samtim Is Dvarei Eile, which we said is, like we saw in the Taz, Ba'amil B'yegiyah Pulpula Shel Torah. Ba'ayim Shemoa Tishmu. Right? Shemoa B'yash and Tishmu B'chadash, to be Mechadesh. Keep learning. So what brings you to the Ahava? What brings you to the Ahava in the second parasha is the actual Limud. The Limud is what brings you to the Ahava in the second parasha. The first parasha is by looking at the Bria, and then you come to the Limud. In the second parasha, it's the Limud that brings you to the Ahava. You're learning B'omel, B'pupul, that's what brings you to Ahava. And then this Ahava is going to give you a Ratzon to do. And then once you do, that's Kan Lamaisa, right? And then once you do, then you're going to have the bracha of Anasitim Satim Tayatzichem. And that's why. So here it says V'samtim Isvari Eila, which is Amel V'Gia Sima, not just Stam Alimud, but more of an emphasis on the effort. And then it says Al Vavchem V'Al Navshichem. Why V'Al Navshichem? Nefesh is Ratzon, like we see in the Psukim. Im Yeshis Navshichem. So now we have a tzivui that these things should be on your heart. In other words, there should be a ratzon la'asiyah, because the learning brought you to, learning brings you to this ahava. But v'samtim is d'rayela alavavcha. In other words, this learning, this limud, be'iyun, brought you to a place of alavavcha al nafshachem, that you should have a ratzon for asiyah. Not only that you place it on your heart, that you can actualize the love with this learning, but that this learning should give you a ratzon la'asiyah. This learning with toil, should give you a ratzon la'asiyah. Because then the emphasis of the second parasha, like the Sifri says, is ma'isa. It's supposed to bring you to ma'isa, and that's through your learning. In the first parasha, we're brought to the Ahava is the Abriya. And then Memele, you come to learn. So that's the Talmud. And then the second parasha is what brings you to the Ahava is the learning. And Memele, that brings you to the Maisa. And that's the Sesamtim, when you learn this Biyam. So then it's going to give you this Nafshchem, this Ratzim to do. In the first parasha, you already have the Ratzim. You just need the Dvarim to be Mimamesh the Ratzim. You already love Hashem with all your ratzonos. But are you going to be mimamesh this ratzon? For how you had dvarim? Better learning. But here, you need the dvarim in order to create the ratzon. Here you already have ratzon. You already have ratzon when you looked at the Bria. But how are you going to actualize it? By the learning. V'heyo dvarim. Whereas here in the second parasha, what creates the ratzon in the learning? V'samtem, that's what's going to create the ratzon. Alavavchem v'al nafshachem. There, we already have a ratzon. So it just says, V'ayud v'im el shen rofim tzolcheyam alavavecha. It doesn't say anything about ratzon, because he already has a ratzon to do. All right, so this was Nifla B'Yoser, and if God gives us life and health and everything good, hopefully we will wrap it up with the next shir, and we'll put everything together, and all the kashas will be answered. Siyata D'Shmaya B'Nether. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.